Hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. We are underwritten by National Grid and sponsored in part by Lifetime Medical, so a big thank you to them. Because of them, we are able to have wonderful guests on that are doing wonderful things again in the community. Great conversation a second ago with Kobe Dennis and Sean Holly. Please make sure to check out the incredible work they're doing at the Providence Midnight Summer Basketball League, as well as the Project Night Vision. Two great guys, and they're just really giving back. And in that same feeling and community of giving back, I'm really excited to have on my next guest, who I've known now. He's been at Waterfire as one of our board of directors for longer than I've been at Waterfire, so that's over 11 years, so it's a long time. But he's also the development and corporate affairs person for the Comprehensive Community Action Group, and I really wanted to talk about that because this whole show is about giving back to our community. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce everybody to Lee Beliveau. Hello, Lee.
Hello. It's great to be here.
I'm so glad to have you.
And I love that
on.
Music as the intro.
I know. Yeah. Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know if you were able to hear any of the interview or if you've heard of what these guys are doing with their...
It's
awesome. They're bringing people together and for this like large community events that not only helping like communities and kids, but, you know, really just opening up a lot of doors for people just even networking wise. And it's like what we do with Waterfire, right? But I know that you do the same sort of thing at the Comprehensive Community Action Program. Yep. And for anybody who doesn't know that, can you give us some background?
Well, yeah. Actually, this year we're celebrating our 50th anniversary. So back... under President Johnson, under the War on Poverty, community action programs were formed. And so we were created to really give back to the community. We started Head Start programs. We are doing health centers. We're doing dental centers. So we're doing a lot of programs, a lot of social service counseling in the communities. So each city and town had their own community action program. Mm-hmm. But now, under the way the funding and everything has gone, there's only a few. So we're the largest right now in the state. We're in 13 communities around Rhode Island. And last year, we touched over 25,000 Rhode Islanders.
Wow.
Through our services. And it's the gamut of services, everything from WIC program, nutrition programs, to a food bank, behavioral counseling, addiction counseling. But the major thing for us right now is community health centers.
Yeah.
And really getting our fellow citizens healthy.
Yeah.
And not in hospitals, and letting them know that they have doctors in the community that will treat them and see them.
Well, because preventative health care,
exactly.
as we know, is so important.
Yep.
And, you know, what happens is a lot of people don't think that they have access.
Yep.
And that's it. Then they don't go to the doctor. Yep. And the next thing you know, there goes all the money because they're so sick. Yep. And it's costing a lot of money to keep.
We have four community health centers in two of them have dental clinics with them. And then we have the Molar Express, which is a mobile dental clinic that goes around to schools.
Wow.
But we have health centers on Cranston Street in Cranston, in Warwick, Wilcox Family Center, which is on Buttonwoods Avenue, yeah. and in Coventry on MacArthur Boulevard. And our newest site, which we're really pleased to announce at Primary Care Partners, which we just received last week, a $920,000 grant to expand services and integrate services in the city of Warwick.
Wow, congratulations.
So, yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be able to provide so many services.
We have a great federal delegation that really supports giving, you know, back in the community, and health care is so important to them, and without them, we, you know, the community health centers would not survive. So
Lee, I didn't even really know a lot about this until, you know, you started working for them, and then we were talking a little bit about just what exactly the Comprehensive Community Action Program is. How does the word get out there, and how do people know, one, if they're eligible for some of these services? Is everybody eligible, or how does that work?
Well, it's people who are down. You know, our slogan is we lend a helping hand to get you back on your feet.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's people who are down and out, and we get them back on their feet from all the different services that we have, from GED courses to our skill centers, which help kids get job training and job placements, to different counseling services. So we're the first person you go to. So United Way has the 211 van that goes around the community. Well, they're recommending those people come to us and see our services. So we're really the social service. The state government and federal government has sort of, you know, with different cuts, have sort of put them onto the local communities, and we're sort of their arm in the community. So we are actually in our charter was originally, our mission was Cranston, Scituate, Coventry, and Foster, originally, but now we've expanded into other areas. So we were the direction that everybody went to when they needed a little help, because we have emergency services, we have weatherization programs, we have tax, we come and help you with your taxes.
So you really are doing a little bit of everything.
Yeah, we are.
I'm daunted by my taxes, never mind anybody else. What are some of the things that we can look forward to? Like, are you out in the community doing stuff?
We are actually right now recruiting in Providence. Our Providence Skills Center just received a grant from the state for the Workforce Initiative grant to we're setting up free training along with the retail industry.
Okay.
So we are going to be training under the Federation of Retail Industry Standards, a four-week program. So, and these kids can get paid while they're doing it. It's for kids from the age of 18 to 24, whether they're employed or unemployed, and they go through our program. They sign up for our Skill Center, which the Skill Center is in the Providence Place Mall. It's along the train tracks on the side. It's the best kept secret, I think, in the city of Providence. Is one of the things we want to get out there. But it's a beautiful facility, great classrooms, and they get all kinds of product services, satisfactory customer service training. They really get in depth and are positioned for employment in the retail industry.
And then do they essentially almost get funneled right to these different corporations?
The partners that we have with this program, the Providence Place Mall, the Warwick Mall, Garden City, and CVS.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping those partners will be able to bring some of these kids into their employment. So,
well, what a lift up.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just because it's so hard to get a job these days. Anyway, I see with all our interns at WaterFire, just trying, you know, they're coming into the work community. So 18 to 24 is a really crucial age group right there. And I think, where is this happening?
Because it's happening at our Providence Skills Center, which is, for anybody who's interested in it, it's open to anyone 18 to 24.
Yeah.
The phone number is 401-437-8885 in extension 302, and we have our first class starting on August 24th.
All right, so it's right around the corner.
It is, yep. And so we were just given a grant by the state to run these programs, so we're really excited about it, and we'll be hopefully expanding it as well. We also, that program also does GED education.
Yeah.
So last year I had just started at CCAP, and we graduated 131. People with their GEDs. I have to tell you, it was an exciting day seeing those families so proud of those kids, all ages.
Yeah.
And we did it. We've expanded so much. We now do it at Cranston East. So
that's excellent. And now, do you find that there's a certain demographic that you're specifically targeted towards? Because again, it sounds like you do a little bit of everything. Do you do elder care as well?
We do a little elder care. You know, we see a lot of that in our food bank.
Yeah.
People coming in who are on food stamps and different things. In our health centers, yes. But some of the other CAPs in our area take care of the elderly part of ours. And then in Cranston, they have a great senior center.
Yeah.
So a lot of services are covered there. So we try not to duplicate. We try to be innovative and creative in creating new services that are needed. So not duplicate.
Excellent. We're going to have to take a break in a second. But when I come back, I want to talk a little bit more about this. I think you've got an event coming up besides this, which I want to talk about. So, Lee, we could talk forever. And then we're going to talk about our WaterFire event, the Fireball as well. Everyone, you're listening to Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And we're talking to Lee Bellevaux all about the Comprehensive Community Action Program and all the great things that people are doing here in Rhode Island to help each other and give each other a hand up.
Want to be involved in Rhode Island's largest volunteer-supported arts organization? Waterfire Providence has rewarding volunteer opportunities at every Waterfire lighting and throughout the week, every week. Our incredible volunteers make it all happen in a variety of ways, from being on the river to greeting guests and everything in between. There's truly something for everyone. Individuals and groups can get involved today. Email us at volunteer@waterfire.org or call 401-273-9727.
And hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And I'm Bronwyn Dannenfelter, your host, and I am speaking with Lee Bellevaux, who is the Vice President of Development and Corporate Affairs at the Comprehensive Community Action Center, which I'm looking at the brochure even now, Lee, and it's just, you do everything. It is very, very, I understand, comprehensive.
Yep.
Duh.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But everything, you know, as I was looking at this, from affordable housing to helping people who are having, who need heating assistance. Mm-hmm. And we were just talking about National Grid.
Yeah.
National Grid's my...
Yeah, so I loved it when you said the National Grid is supporting this program. A lot of people don't know National Grid, the money that that's in our bills that is set aside for people who need help with their upgrading their systems and different things. Well, we manage that. That's our weatherization program, and we've replaced boilers and different things for people in the community who need it. And we manage that program for National Grid in our community. So they're one of our partners as well, and we're glad to have them on board. So it's great to see them getting involved in the community.
So now I'm imagining that you must have to do some fundraising and help to raise funds when to do all of these different programs, again, from the Molar Express to family dentistry to everything from counseling and food and housing and fuel assistance. How do you do that? And do you have anything coming up?
We do, actually. As part of our 50th celebration, we have year-long events that we have put together, which we'll be kicking off on September 17th at our first annual Chip for Charity golf tournament at Harbor Lights Marina and Country Club in Warwick Neck. We're excited about that. And because it's this nine-hole golf tournament, it's not a lot of golfers and things. We're also having a community awards dinner that night. And for the first year of that, we're going to be honoring Scott Avedisian, the mayor of Warwick.
Great.
Yeah. And the tickets are $70 a person, $140 a couple. I don't think the numbers are there. And $620 a table of 10. I know that number.
So somebody, if somebody wants more information on that, where can we send them to?
They can contact me at CCAP. At 467-4610.
All right. So what we'll do is we'll put that up on the Waterfire Facebook page and website so that people can have a direct.
And we have a great auction item that I want to talk about, a special tent in the Brazier Society with some nice riverboat tours of Waterfire. Thank you so much for that.
Absolutely. Well, you know, and thank you for
and jewelry too, you said. So.
We got lots of stuff that I'm handing off to you for that. And actually, you know, all the work that you've done on the Waterfire board, I started off letting people know. How long have you been on the board, Lee?
Oh, God, I was Beverly Scott's representative on the first round of board members. So
that's like 20 years ago.
Yeah. Beverly was one either first year or second year.
To...
first or second year, Beverly went on, and then I would represent her, and then just loved what Barnaby was doing and, you know, what all the people there are doing. Mm-hmm. And I really didn't get it, though, until that movie you guys did. And
the documentary.
The documentary, and that really understood Barnaby and his magic, that he has to change it every single time.
Well, all the work that goes into it, right?
Oh, yeah, know that.
Not only as a board and the volunteers there, but also the people volunteering on the river and everything else. And speaking of which, because you've got your 50th anniversary here that you're celebrating, but we've got our 20th, and we are going to be doing this incredible event called The Fireball. You're on the committee.
I am, but it's also to kick off our capital campaign.
And it's kicking off our capital campaign, and it's in our new building.
That's
and,
right, yeah.
You know, and I know that it's September 3rd. We've got information about it. We really want everyone to come out.
And being on the committee, I'm so excited. I'm so excited because Eugene Lead and Barnaby are teaming up to create this amazing event. It's going to be spectacular. I think it's going to be the hottest ticket of the season.
Well, you know, and I was like, we've got a committee of like 100, I've got to tell you, just phenomenal people that are all helping to put this together, all different levels of tickets. So even, you know, some people can come in at the $250 level and start the evening off. But we're also roasting Barnaby.
So, yes, that's right.
You know, and I've told people this could be interesting. This could be fun.
And remember, you were the big advocate for getting that dessert tier level ticket for younger people. So we really want to see them come out and support this event.
Absolutely. I mean, check it out. Huge building, DJ, all right, liquor, fun, dancing, and water fire. Yeah. I mean, just a really
and
good
Eugene
night.
And Eugene and Barnaby have some really great surprises for people, so it's going to be fun.
I want everyone to go check out our water fire website. Come to the Fireball. Also find out information about Lee's event for the Comprehensive Community Action Program. It's a big year for them. They're doing a lot of incredible stuff, and they need your help.
Yeah, and just you can any information you need from us is comcap.org.
Sounds good, Lee. Thank you so much for joining me.
And this is great.
Everybody out there, our next full water fire lighting is August 29th. Until then, have a wonderful time. We'll be back next week. And guess what? Next week, we're back on Tuesday because we've been preempted by the damn Yankees again for Wednesday. So Tuesday, 3 o'clock, be listening. So be there or be square. Enjoy. See you down by the riverside.